it's Hannes from Hot 105.5, and today I am with Tamara Steele from Black Culture Society of PEI, and we're going to talk about Black History Month throughout all of February. So my first question, just for the people who might be a little unaware, why is this month so important?
Black History Month, well, the purpose of it is to celebrate the accomplishments and achievements of Black people throughout history, and we also use it to obviously celebrate our history of Black people across the African diaspora and wherever they are across the world and everything that they've achieved and contributed to society.
So it really is quite an amazing month that's coming up here. And I know you've got a lot going on for it. One of the things I want to know is, how exactly are you going to launch the month? What's coming up first?
So the first thing we do is the launch, and that's, we do that over social media, and we'll do that tomorrow. We launch a series of events throughout the day. So we'll start, well, I can't give you everything away right now, but we'll tune in on social media every 2 hours starting at 10, and we'll launch something new. So we've got a few different amazing things to launch throughout the day.
So pretty much keep your eye out on social media. Make sure you catch everything.
Keep your eye out on social media. The first thing we launch is the calendar. So that'll give everyone the idea of what we're doing all month. Get the creatives directory up and running in time so we can launch that tomorrow as well. And then we've got a video series that is created by the Black Collective Media.
Awesome. So I heard you've also got some stuff going on at the library.
Yeah, so we love this part of the month. We collaborate with the Public Library Service, and just to provide some family-friendly programming. So there are some activity kits we'll be able to pick up every Monday. Starting today is the first one, so you can go to your local library and get a kit, and you can take it home and put together your own little activity. It's a different activity every week. We'll be doing story times. You can check out the library for the calendar there, where we'll have different community members reading children's stories. And then on Friday, we'll be doing book recommendations for adults.
You got a lot going on over there.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So what other things are there to look forward to? Do you have anything to do with arts?
We've got something for everybody this month. So we've got our signature events that we do. So those will be more on the educational side, panel discussions. We've got some kind of closed community luncheons. And we have a special guest coming in every Wednesday to do community chats. And there'll be lunchtime events. Her name is Amira, and she's going to be talking about different topics that she'll be leading conversations on different topics that surrounding health and well-being within the Black community. And I think those will be really, really great chats to just open up that discussion about, you know, taking care of self in many different ways. And a lecture that will be more of a cultural event. And then we have a film screening at the end of the month. And then on the art side, we'll be doing most of that through social media. So we have a whole separate social media calendar. So we've got something almost every day. We'll be engaging some of these Black creatives to lead some art activities online. We've got artist nights. So these will be most likely pre-recorded videos of, again, artists teaching you how to do whatever the craft is that they work with. We've got a virtual open mic poetry night. We should be having an international Wisdom, Truth, and Failure event, which is a storytelling series that Chijoke Amadi runs. He's got a team that runs that with him. Oh, we're going to do movie nights on Friday night. Each week is going to have a different theme, and those will be communicated through social media, and then people will be able to provide suggestions for movies that they want to see based on the themes. And then we do, on Thursdays, we'll do a draw and pick the movie that we watch. We'll do it Friday nights on probably Zoom. And then the other thing is that we are going to be doing giveaways all month as well. So we'll be partnering with some of our local businesses from our directory. We've got some swag to give away.
Oh, fun.
And yeah, so keep an eye out. Some of those will happen weekly, and some of those will happen through the events, so you will need to be registered and you'll need to show up to get some of that stuff.
And I even heard that you guys are taking over the museum.
Yeah. Yep, we're doing that too. We're going to take over on Thursdays. We're going to take over the PEI Museum's and Heritage Foundation Instagram page to share. So we've got a research coordinator for the month. So they'll be sharing some Black History facts. We're going to be having some conversations with community members about some history around the bog and the historical Black families and community that used to live here.
Oh, that's amazing.
So I think there's going to be, like I said, something for everyone all month.
Yeah, definitely. That's what it sounds like. Yeah. I know one thing, a conversation with Linda Hennessy. What is that about?
Yeah, that'll be part of the museum takeovers.
Oh, is it? Okay, that's cool. Yeah. Do you know what kind of she's talking about there?
I know that she's putting some thought into which story she wants to tell, and I think it's going to be great. I know that one story we're going to talk about is the water pump that used to exist in the bog in Rochford Square, and it sounds to me like it was a bit like the water cooler in an office where people would gather and meet and chat at the town pump. So I know that's one of the stories she's going to tell, and I'll be learning about it as she tells it too. So
that's kind of cool. So you'll be learning about Black history as a whole, but also Black history within the Prince Edward Island community too.
Yes.
That's cool. All right. So it'll be localized as well as nationalized.
Yeah. And I think, I think there's so many different cultures here that I think that'll extend. Like, I know the lecture that we do will be more about, the culture of the person giving the lecture and how they grew up. And that's McKenna Turichia. So it'll be about how she grew up in Kenya and her transition moving to Canada and to PEI and some of her thoughts around that. And I think there's room for, Black people aren't one people. We all have so many, there's so much rich culture there that I think we can really take this opportunity to explore a lot of that.
Yeah, so it's a good learning opportunity for everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely looking forward to it. So I guess, how can people find out more information on this?
So as of February 1st, our calendar will be up on our website. So you can go to bcspei.ca and you'll be able to find, under programming, you'll be able to find our whole entire calendar for the month and see what's happening and plan your month accordingly.
How exactly would you like Islanders to help support Black History Month, and not just Black History Month, but Black Culture Society of PEI in a whole?
I think that as far as Black History Month, I think, partake in our events. I think people can take it upon themselves to learn about Black history as well. And that doesn't have to happen in February. That can happen any time of the year. I think, advocate for Black history to be taught in schools. Advocate for, more of this learning, whether it's through presentations in your workspaces or, like I said, through the school system. I think you can, as far as supporting the society, again, attend our events. You can always donate to the society to help us do the work that we do. The information on how to donate is on our website as well. And, just constantly being aware of how you're moving in spaces that include BIPOC folks, and just making sure that you're being as open and earnest as possible and as inclusive as possible.
Perfect. Is there a way that we can help support maybe people with businesses in the community?
Yeah, of course. So we do have our Black Business Directory. We love to promote that. So anytime you're looking for a service or a product, maybe check the business directory and see if there's someone in the Black community who's providing that, that you can support their business. Most of those businesses are small businesses, and I think any small business can use support, but when you're piling small business on top of BIPOC small business or Black small business, I think there's, that intersection there that can use the community support for sure.
Yeah.
Black creatives as well. Just make sure that when you're thinking about what it is you need or you're looking to buy something, just maybe check in different places like our directories and our website, or Instagram has a lot of stuff.
See who Facebook. You can support.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you would like to touch on?
I have a whole team working with me this year that I just want to shout out. So we've got Raquel Smith is our program coordinator for the month. We've got Bianca Garcia Urania, who's doing our social media for the month, and we have Joss Rayom, who's our research coordinator for the month, and we're just ecstatic to be working together. It's such a great team.
So I heard that you guys have a theme this year. How did you come up with the theme idea?
So our theme is the new black. And we actually came up with this based on a song by Common that I love. It's called Good Morning Love. And in the song, he says the quote, taking care of self is the new black. And we thought, wow, that really hits. If we take just that little bit, the new black, and we can use that to really engage the community in conversation about what do we think in 2022 in PEI, where we're all here together, what is the new black? So we thought that could be anything that can open up a dialogue for anything that any individual might want to focus on for the coming year. Like, it could be taking care of self. It could be taking care of our queer and trans folk within our community. It could be maybe eating better is the new black. You know, it could be anything. And we really wanted to open up that dialogue for us to define as a community to, you know, create togetherness and create unity and create a stronger community.
All right. That was Tamara Steele from Black Culture Society of PEI. Thank you so much for joining me today. And I look forward to what else is going to come throughout the month.